when actors come in for a film or a television audition, they'll say, "What's my frame?" And that means, where's the camera? And where's the camera on me? So we call that framing your shot. You know what? That's a great piece of information for you to know about. But it's also a great metaphor. Let's frame your shot. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. Hope you're having a really, really good day. I'm having a good day. This is a good day to have a little bit of a discussion, I think, about the literal as well as the metaphorical when we use the term frame your shot. So I appreciate you joining us today, and this is that moment of the podcast where I do want to say thank you so much for joining us. It's really a pleasure having you here. I really enjoy doing these podcasts. It's really an opportunity for me to give information, some tips, some inside stuff about what it is to be an actor in the business of show. I was an actor for 20 years, made my living as an actor before I became a casting director. And so now I feel like it's a great opportunity for me to give back to the acting community some of those things that I learned and also some of those things that I wish I knew as an actor. So glad that you're here. You know, we have a website, castingactorscast.com, really easy to go to. You get a free book if you fill out the form called Dive Into the Talent Pool. When you fill out that form, I just get your email address and your name. Then that takes you to a downloadable PDF on a book about voiceovers called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. That's absolutely free of charge. Also, on the website, there's a page where I have a calendar where you can see upcoming classes and dates that I'm doing some teaching. It'd really be cool if you were interested in coming into joining one of the classes that I teach. It'd be really fun to have you. And that's a place that you can check that out as well. But I also have to say, this is my shout out to Actors Connection. For many, many years, Actors Connection has been the go-to location for workshops, classes, seminars, intensives with professionals in the industry. We're talking casting directors, agents, managers, producers. There's all kinds of really cool classes for you to check out at Actors Connection. So I want to encourage you to go and check them out. They've been a great friend of the podcast, and I really have enjoyed my time teaching at Actors Connection as well. Hey, that might be an opportunity for you to check out one of the classes there. Maybe you might want to sign up for a class, because I certainly would love to have you. But anyway, that's my shameless promotional announcement for today. Thank you so much for checking us out on YouTube, by the way. The YouTube channel, Casting Actors Cast, recently got a really nice big hit of a lot of new listeners, and I couldn't be more grateful to you for that. Especially during this time of COVID, there's a sense that things are even more challenging as far as being an actor is concerned. And I appreciate that and understand that very, very much. So when we can make a connection with like-minded people like actors and casting directors and directors, I just think that that is a way in which we feel really grounded by what's happening out there and how we can facilitate moving forward during this crazy, crazy time that we are in. Today's episode is all about framing your shot, and I'm meaning that as a practical metaphor, framing your shot. So in a practical way, when you say, what's my frame, the framing of the shot now can refer to when you're doing a self-tape audition. That's funny. I always say this, but there's no tape involved in self-tape auditions. But if you're going to be doing a digital submission of an audition, for film or television, then it's important that you set up the shot appropriately. Now, what I mean by that is when you're shooting for film and television, you should shoot yourself up from the chest up with just a little bit of headroom. And the headroom is that distance between the top of your head and the top of the frame. Also, make sure that you're shooting yourself in landscape, not portrait format if you're using your cell phone. So if you're using your cell phone, you know landscape. There actually, it's much more detailed when you use landscape to the left and the right of you, and that gives you a little more freedom. You don't look as if you are in some kind of a box. It's a little more freeing. Plus, you have a little bit more room when you're in landscape format to have some physicality, to do some movement. Now, a big tip, a big secret I want to share with you is that you need to put yourself slightly off center. When I mean slightly, I'm not talking all the way over to the edge of the frame. I'm talking that the center line of the frame is through your left or your right ear. When you put yourself slightly off center, now you raise your hand up into the area where there's a little bit more space because you're off center. That is where you put your other person in the scene with you. In other words, about 18 inches away from the lens of the camera on the same line, that's called your eye line, and now you're projecting directly ahead in that space that's 18 inches away from the lens of the camera, what we call cross lens. That is the perfect shot. Now, I've done tons of videos on self-taping and that damn spot on the wall. Everyone seems to look at this spot on the wall. What I'd love for you to do is to check out those previous podcasts. But in a real sense, that is framing your shot for film and television auditions. Please also remember that when you slate, if you're going to be doing a live slate, and I think live slates are absolutely fine, but make sure you follow the instructions of what that casting person is giving you. Follow those instructions to the T, because they've made very, very specific requests. Just follow those. But generally speaking, if you're not given specific instructions, make sure that when you slate, you're looking directly into the lens of the camera. Then take a breath, beat, pause. Now you can project that significant other in the scene 18 inches away from the lens of the camera. Now, sometimes actors find it really much more useful, and I agree with this, by the way, to slate, then stop taping or put an edit there and then do the audition so that we can separate the slate from the audition. So those are just a few ideas that I wanted to kind of remind you of. When you're doing your Zoom audition, you can explore and you can do the same exact thing by being slightly off center, making sure that you're looking in the direction. By the way, another tip is that I have several monitors and I extend my monitors into another monitor so that I'm actually looking at another monitor if I were auditioning, and I'm not, but if I were, I'm now looking at the monitor with the script on it so that it really looks like I'm looking at a person, but I'm actually looking at the script. Now, as long as it doesn't sound like you are reading, you still need to act. Some people find it very uncomfortable to be looking at a script as if they're looking at a person. So that might take a little getting used to. But I think that that's a really excellent tip for you to consider as well. Gosh. We're only 9 minutes into the podcast, and I just made you a lot of money. Okay, just kidding. So that's our practical framing your shot information. Now, let's talk about the metaphor of framing your shot. So many things have changed in the COVID world that we are now living in that many find it really difficult to figure out what to do next, what my next step is. How am I going to get my shot? You see where I'm going with this? Your shot being your opportunity to do acting work in the industry has changed rather dramatically. So I'm going to give you some food for thought. I want to give you some ideas to contemplate as we talk about the metaphor of framing your shot. Your shot, and when I use the term your shot, is really about your career objectives. What do you want out of your acting career? For some, it would be, I really want to be constantly employed in film and television projects. Well, that's fine. Some just want to be working as an actor in a full-time capacity. That's fine. Those are all perfectly valid and perfectly fair. But now we're including the reality of what's happening with the COVID virus around us. When I say frame your shot, now it's time that we reframe our shot. In other words, we shift to a different point of view. Because we certainly can't have the same expectations and the same reality as we did prior to the coronavirus. There are now just way too many variables for us to have to deal with in order to hold on to our old ideas about what it would be to be a working actor. And here's what I mean by a couple of things. One is that because of the COVID virus, we know that the industry is pretty much at this broadcast, at the time of this broadcast, is on hold. Film and television production have virtually stopped. Theater has completely stopped. And everyone seems to be in this kind of holding pattern, waiting to see how it's going to open up. And because of that, the old ways of doing things, the old ways of looking for work as an actor have completely changed. When I say reframe your shot, here are the kind of things that I'm talking about. Many actors right now, I think, are really smart by moving into what I call the at-home options. At-home options being some actors are finding some success in doing voiceover work at home. Some actors are doing a lot of online readings, whether it's new plays, film, television, they're getting together with other actors, or because you've done some acting, perhaps you're finding that there are some directors who want to do readings with you. Please say yes to as much as you possibly can, because that is a tether to the planet, but that's also really great experience for what's going to be happening in the future, even after the virus leaves us. So reframing your options and redefining what that shot is for you may mean that you're going to have to be creative and figure out other things that you can do for yourself while we are in this interim period. But also, even after the COVID virus has left us, there are going to be a lot of residual effects of some of the technology, like Zoom. We're going to be doing Zoom auditions well after the virus has left us, I promise you. And so, are you comfortable in front of the camera? Maybe there's a class out there. Maybe there's a class that you could take in terms of learning how to work with Zoom as an actor. There are some very specific classes out there I know of. In fact, I'm teaching some. So I encourage you to consider, if you're a little bit shy about being in front of a camera just because you haven't had a lot of on-camera experience. Maybe you're a stage actor looking to transition to on-camera work. Then that might be a really great class to take. Other actors are transitioning and reframing their shot by doing some teaching, for example. Teaching young actors, doing some scene study work over Zoom. All of those things are really contributing to the overall impact on your psyche for when the business gets back to business. When you reframe your point of view, let's talk about some ways that you can do it additionally. I mean, we talked about some of the at-home options, but it's really important that you include your current circumstances. You have to incorporate where you are physically. You have to incorporate your environment that you're currently in. Do you have a space that's conducive to doing good Zoom auditions? If not, maybe that's something to figure out. I think it's also of value to take clues from what the industry is giving you now about when it's going to be reopening. That is, reading backstage magazine, reading online information about what's taking place in the industry, reading Hollywood Reporter. I mean, there's a great example just to find out how some of these production companies are planning on getting back to work, because you know what's going to happen. What do you think writers are doing right now during COVID? They're writing their asses off. that means there's going to be a flood of new material. I would suggest that you want to be ready for those things when they happen. So you'll know when they're going to happen is if you're staying up on the latest news and the latest trends on what's going on. Plus, there are all those online options. There's new programming taking place all the time. People, actors, writers, they're coming up with new web series, for example. Those are the kinds of things to really make sure that when you reframe your shot in the industry, in the business as an actor, that you're looking at all of those things in a very pragmatic, non-stressed way so that you will be ready. I guess what I'm really trying to say is to make a shift. To shift your thinking just a little bit. Those long-term aspirations, and we all have them, and they're very fun, right? The dream, the long-term aspirations that you have for yourself as an actor, they need to be thought of now in terms of short-term successes. Long-term aspirations into short-term successes. That's the way to think about it. You don't have to give up a dream, but translating that dream into practical application, information, and action will make a big, big difference as you kind of plow your way through, as I am. We're all trying to plow our way through one day at a time so that we can get through this and see better days ahead. So I think, you know, I think it's really great to dream big. But I think you have to live real. Oh, that's another kind of cool catchphrase, right? Dream big, but live real. That means think ahead, plan ahead, get excited, because it's going to be like popcorn in the microwave when those writers have that stuff being released and production companies are going back to full swing. You need to be ready for it. So dream big, but live in reality. Right now, we need to take care of ourselves. Right now, we need to wear masks. Right now, we need to watch the news and find out, keep track of those numbers. And I know that's hard and tedious and hurtful sometimes. I understand that. But I think eventually it'll start coalescing into a better plan. Letting go of the past and embracing what the future is going to be is an action step worthy of doing. So I think it's important to prepare for the future by thinking of all of the options that are out there. So as you think about the classes that you might be taking, as you think about teaching, as you think about whatever your side hustle might be, is there something that you can use in your side hustle that you can incorporate into your acting world mentally, physically, emotionally? So there's all kinds of ways to reframe. Thank you very much. Reframe your viewpoint so that you are less stressed, more confident, and looking forward to what the future has to have. So that's today's podcast. Frame your shot. A practical metaphor. Hey, listen, don't forget to write to me at castingactorscast.com. I would love to take your questions, perhaps even provide answers on the air. And you can also send me some email by going to castingactorscast@gmail.com. Hey, listen, have a great week, and we will see you next time. Please join us. Please tell your friends about us. This is Casting Actors Cast, and I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.